Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you're new, this is just a quick episode that I do every Wednesday where I share with you what's on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. I do a meal plan that is super simple. It pretty much is done by time each week comes because I plan ahead by having a theme for each day, for Monday through Thursday, and then the rest of the days I repeat different meals over various courses of time. But whenever I make a meal, I always plan when I'm going to make it next. That way future meal plans really build themselves, and it's made meal planning so easy for me, something I hardly even spend any time doing. And I always know what's for dinner every week. And when I go grocery shopping, I always have a meal plan to grocery shop off of, and it saved me a ton of time and a ton of money. So that's why I share this. And like I said, this is just my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. I do have a blog post that goes along with this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and that will have the full meal plan as for the week, as well as links to any recipes that I mention in this episode. So this week starts Saturday, March 23rd. For Saturday, we're going to be doing oven-baked chicken from BettyCrocker.com. This is a really simple baked chicken recipe. I really like how it comes out. The chicken comes out really crispy, and it's super simple and easy to make. You basically just take the chicken and dip it in Bisquick and then bake it in the oven with a pan that has butter in it. And it takes a little time to bake, but it's super easy. I always make it with chicken thighs. You could do it with chicken legs or whatever parts of a chicken you like to use. I'm also going to do Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes as a side, which is from allrecipes.com. It's just a very basic mashed potato recipe. And then I'll do some frozen vegetables, whatever we happen to have in the freezer. For Tuesday, we're going to be making, I'm going to be making skillet lasagna, which is from spendwithpennies.com. This is a new recipe I have not tried yet, but it looks like it's really good. It's kind of just like a one pan lasagna dish. So it's obviously not like lasagna that you would bake in the oven. It just has the pasta mixed in, but it's made with like ground beef and sauce and pasta and ricotta cheese. And it's essentially like a lasagna, but kind of all mixed up in a pan. And it looks really good. So I'm going to try that for this Sunday. For Monday, we're going to be doing Marry Me Chicken, which is from littlesunnykitchen.com. I made this a few weeks ago for the first time, and we all really liked it. It's just like it's a chicken with like a creamy sauce in it, and it's got, I'm trying to remember what it's made in. It's made with like chicken stock, heavy cream, Parmesan cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, basil, all that kind of stuff. And that's another, I believe, basically like a one-dish type skillet meal. And then I'm just going to do some white rice and frozen vegetables on the side with that. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme meal. So this week we're going to do cheesy chicken nachos, which is from realsimple.com. This is just a typical nacho recipe with chicken and cheese and what else? So when I put it in the oven, it's just the chicken and the cheese. So you basically just bake that, or I forget if it's broiled or baked in the oven. I think it's baked. And then you take it out, and then we put out all the toppings like avocado and sour cream and salsa and all that kind of stuff. And everyone can just make their own nachos. For Wednesday, we're going to be doing baked salmon. We usually do seafood every Wednesday. So I buy the flounder fillets, I guess they are called, I don't know why that word seems odd to me right now, but I'm pretty sure that's what they're called. I buy the individually frozen ones, and I just defrost them, put them in a dish with some olive oil, and then season with McCormick's Smokehouse Maple Seasoning, and bake them for like 10 to 12 minutes at 450 degrees. And then I'm just going to make some egg noodles and frozen vegetables on the side. For Thursday, I usually do breakfast for dinner or a soup, or now I've even been doing crock pot meals on that day too. I try and make dinner kind of easy because that's the day I have to go pick up groceries after work. So this week we're going to be doing breakfast for dinner. I'm going to be making turkey bacon in the oven, which is from Brendid.com, scrambled eggs, some potatoes in the air fryer, potatoes, peppers, and onions cooked up in the air fryer. And then lately when I've been making this meal, I put up some flour tortillas too, and you can make kind of like a breakfast tortilla with the eggs and the bacon and the potatoes, and I think those are really good too. I like having that way also, so that's what we're doing for this Thursday. For Friday, we're doing hot dogs. We do that once a month on Friday because we do hamburgers every other Friday, and then on the off Fridays, we do steak one of the Fridays, and then we do hot dogs the other Friday. So it's, I guess, basically like every 4 weeks. So this week is the hot dog night. I actually love the hot dog night because it's like barely even feels like cooking dinner. It's like I just throw the hot dogs in the water. I have either canned chili that I'll make with it, or I think right now I still have some frozen chili in the freezer that I had made a big batch of, like homemade, that I can just defrost. And then I will probably make some potatoes and peppers and onions in the air fryer to go with that also. Although I'm not sure if I will, because since I'm making that the night before with the breakfast for dinner, I might just skip that and find some other side to go with it. Or we might just have a light dinner that night. But anyway, so that is for Friday. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Don't forget, you can find all of this also on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. I have the full meal plan along with links to any recipes that I mentioned in each episode. There's a blog post that comes out every single week with the episodes, and it's dated as well so that you can find it if you're looking for a certain episode, if I mentioned a recipe in a certain episode that you're looking for. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.